going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. Yes, God has a blessing with your name on it. Your name, not my name, not your friend's name, not any other name, your name. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to King Scott Radio TV at my Father's Table. And I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott, and I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a blessing with your name on it. That particular song has touched me this morning. I'm up, I'm awake. Mr. Norman Hitchings has done a mighty good thing with this song because someone needed to hear that today. And I'm here to present it to you so that you could get your piece of the pie with your name on it. God has a blessing. To all my congregational friends, family, whomever that is listening to this broadcast today, we are here to present to you for a sermon topic, progress, not regress. Let me say it again, progress, not regress. Welcome again to At My Father's Table. Today I will be reading from the Holy Bible, the New Century Version of the Bible. I want someone to understand that we have different versions of the Bible. You have the New Standard Version, you have the Hebrew Version, you have different versions of the Bible, and you have to choose what versions that you can interpret best. For me, it's the New Century Version of the Bible. This particular Bible has been with me since seminary school, and I've grown accustomed to it. It gives me insight beyond other Bibles, and I like that. I want to be able to interpret the Word of God as best I can so that in my explanations, I'm clear in what I'm saying, because we as preachers and clergy people want to know that we're guiding people as best we can. That's not to say that everything we do is correct, because we're just not perfect. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you're giving your best effort. That's important, because that's the intentions of your heart. So the New Century Version of the Bible is what I am comfortable with, and it helps me get my point across to you. So today we're going to be reading from the scripture 1 Peter 2, 18 through 25 in your quiet time, because we all need quiet time with the Bible. I want you to take time and read carefully through the scriptures. We're going to go through this. It goes forth to say, when the Bible speaks of God's people being persecuted, what does it mean? Is persecution always physical or violent? How should Christians respond to persecution? So that scripture sets up my premise. And my premise is progress, not regress. Let me say it again. Progress, not regress. We as Christian people have a responsibility within the walls of the Bible to live a certain way. Our attitudes, our behaviors, our dispositions, all these things gives an autonomy to who we are and who Christ is. We are supposed to be representatives of His Word. The fruits of the Spirit plays a very important part of this. But then there are times when we are confused. We are in disarray over situations that occur in our life. A Christian life is not a perfect life. Because you proclaim to worship Jesus Christ doesn't make you perfect. It makes you human, because God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost all performed in a human aspect to be able to relate to what's going on in this corrupt world. Oh, make no mistake about it. This world that we are in is very corrupt. You have people with different agendas, different methods of thinking, and you don't always understand the method. you understand the results, because the results speak for themselves. If it's to destroy you, you feel that. If it is to help you, you feel that as well. So what perspective are people coming from? What perspective are Christians coming from? Their points of view about you. Not that that matters, because the Bible tells us specifically, don't listen to man or woman because they are corrupt. The flesh is weak. The spirit is willing. That's something that you have to keep in front of you always, because that's just the truth. And the truth will set you free. So when you feel that you're being persecuted for no other reason than a person's jealousy, a person's anger, a person's disposition because they don't feel that you deserve what you have worked for, whatever the case may be, there are thousands and thousands of justifications that people will use to justify their actions. You have to note that their actions and their deeds could be your demise. People will try to hurt you. But what we have to stay clear of is the judgment factor. You see, God is the only one that can judge, because he's the only one that can look eternally inside your heart and see what your intentions are. You can fool the public, you can fool your friends, you can fool mama, you can fool daddy, you can fool your sisters, your brothers, but God knows what your intentions are, just as he knows what their intentions are. That being said, it all comes out in the wash. And the wash is through this life that we live. We will be held accountable for our actions. But at the same time, progress. That's what we're talking about. Progress versus regress. Now, in regressing through your past, you have to look at the things that you've done. Because we all are supposed to be responsible people. But the progress is that you recognize what you've done and you try to make it better. The Bible goes forth to say, how are you to respond to the attacks of people? You're going to get attacked, but how do you respond? Some of us choose to stay out of the way. Some of us choose to go into our own life and work on that aspect of it, because that's what we can control. But there's a path that you have to be on. You have to be mature enough to recognize that you too have fallen short. Why do I say that? Because we all have fallen short. That is the truth. The Bible says that. We all fall short of the glory of God. And when you begin to realize that in its purity, you begin to understand the intentions of what God wants to do with our lives. See, we all have a purpose here. Your purpose and my purpose could be in two different directions. But we can learn to help one another. That's the progress of this life. I don't have to tear you down to lift me up, and vice versa. I can see your dream as it develops. You can see mine as it grows. Progress, not regress. You have to look at the things that are surrounding you. How can you be of service to one another? And when we begin to get that message, when we begin to connect those dots, that is the point of maturity that God can say to you, welcome into my kingdom. Because we don't want to go to heaven and find the same junk that we found down here on earth. No, nobody wants that. Now you ask yourself, you don't want to worry about your car being stolen. You don't want to worry about your reputation being spoiled. You don't want to worry about people doing vicious things to you. You want to be and live in peace and harmony with humanity connected. And I'm here to tell you that that is possible here on earth. It's a level that you can reach where none of this can bother you because you're at peace with who? Yourself and with your God. Jesus Christ is my God. That's who I choose to worship. Not man or woman, not boy or girl, not son or daughter, not wife or anyone else. I'm here to worship God. That's what my word says. That's what my version tells me how I'm supposed to live. And if I can get that done, I can first be at peace with myself. I can follow my dreams and help you with yours. But I can't carry your dreams. Progress, not regress. And I want to get to a point in my life, and I'm still trying, ladies and gentlemen, I'm still on that road of recovery to get it together so that when my turn comes, somebody's going to say, welcome into my kingdom. Welcome to the life that you thought it would be, the peace and harmony that we're all looking for. So I don't have to bother you. And I pray that you don't feel that you have to bother me. I want to be at peace and with the harmony of this world. I want progress, not regress. I don't want to look back at my past and say, I'm going to get you for that. I'm going to get you for this. I want to see forward. I want to see the glory of God in my eyes where I can keep my eyes on the sparrow. Am I reaching somebody this morning? See, you see, this world has its problems, and it's always going to have its problems until Jesus Christ comes back to rescue us all. That you have to learn to deal with. But you can also reach a level where it just doesn't bother you anymore what people are going to do. Because some kind of way God is going to protect you. You can stand before a judge. You can stand before a police officer. You can stand before your supervisor. But God is the ultimate one that's going to judge your actions. I always talk about that spiritual videotape. It records everything. It has perfect lighting. You can speak in a whisper, but it comes out loud. That is what God is to me. And I can't hide from that. Whatever I did wrong, I'm wrong because I'm not perfect. I'm not like maybe you. I'm more like me, and I have to feel comfortable in my own skin. I want progress, not regress. If someone doesn't want me around, if someone doesn't feel that my company is pleasing in their sights, guess what? Okay, I can live with that because the peace of mind, the progress of knowing that you've done all you can do, that satisfies me. I don't know if it satisfies you or not. I don't know whether or not you feel like you have to come and disturb someone else's groove, someone else's lifestyle, someone else's motives for being and trying to get along in this earth. This is the progress that we all should be striving to. And if you get anything out of the words that are coming out of my mouth, progress is the key to your success. Now me as a preacher, as a person that learns and can teach the Word of God, I want to feel comfortable with myself, knowing that my words are few, but they're impactful. I don't need an hour to break down my sermon to you. I don't need a long periods of times to articulate each definition. Some of this you have to go and get it for yourself. Some of it you have to go and read and understand. That's the purpose for speaking with you. Not to glorify me, but to glorify God's word. And God's word has your intentions, best intentions at hand. So ladies and gentlemen, when you leave here, when you go off into the world that you survive in, that you live in, that you deal with every day, think about the progress that you're making, not the regressions of life. We all gonna have them, but it's the progress that means something. At the end of the day, you want to be welcome into the kingdom. If you create a lot of confusion, a lot of junk, a lot of backstabbing, a lot of unnecessary talk, a lot of putting someone else down, you're not progressing. You're regressing. Because it doesn't take that to be successful on this earth. What it takes is for us to learn to get along with one another. Even though we may have differences, we can still get along. And that's where the Bible comes in. That's when it speaks the loudest. Learning to get along. And if we can achieve that, you will find the peace of mind that I'm searching for every day. And that you should be searching for as well with your progress. Turn it around. Make sure when you leave here, when you leave this audio, that you focus on the progress of your life. This has been another sermon from At My Father's Table, Pastor Kevin T. Scott. You can reach us at My Father's Table at 240-362-7552. I pray that this message has reached someone. And I pray that your week ahead of you, your progress, will be successful in the endeavors of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.